Es kann so sein, dass ich mich nicht so sagen, wenn wir heute sagen, dass ich mich nicht so sagen darf. Rob said, eating matzah in today's time, that they say there's a mitzvah day reise. Okay, that's an extra pasuk of Be'er Teichel Matzah teaches that even when there's no carbon paste, there's still a mitzvah of matzah. But eating mara is only a mitzvah of the rabbanon, because the pasuk says, al matzah is from Roy Mirchlu, which teaches only a mitzvah of mara, the reise, when it's eaten together with the carbon paste. Racha B'yachah said, both mitzvahs are only the rabbanon bezmanazet. What does Racha B'yachah do with the pasuk of Be'er Teichel Matzah? He said it teaches that someone who is tummy or far away and therefore didn't bring a carbon pesach still has a mitzvah to eat matzah, even though it will not be eaten together with a pesach. However, when there is no longer a beis hamikdash, matzah is only the rabbanon. Rava would say the pasuk is not needed to teach that because those people are no worse than a person without a bris or a yid who deans avodah zara, who may not bring a carbon pesach, yet they still have a mitzvah to eat matzah. Racha B'yachah would say that we need a pasuk for each pair of cases. We can't learn the cases of one who is tummy or far away from the cases of a person with no bris or avodah zara, because the first pair brings the Pesach at a later date. So we would think that since they will eat matzah on Pesach Sheni when they bring their carbon Pesach, maybe there's no mitzvah for them to eat matzah on Pesach Rishon. That's why we need a pasuk specifically for them to say even on matzah on Pesach Rishon they have to eat matzah, even though they're not bringing carbon Pesach right now. And if there would only be one pasuk, we would say that it's to teach regarding the second pair, since they will not be bringing a Pesach on Pesach Sheni, we would say that the pasuk teaches that they have to eat matzah, but no one else. Therefore, we need two pesukim. There's a braisa that clearly says like Rava. Zok the Mishnah, if some members of the group fell asleep while eating the Pesach, they may continue eating the Pesach when they wake up. If all members of the group fell asleep, they may not continue eating the Pesach when they wake up. Rabbi Yossi says, when some of the members of the group fell asleep, it's only okay to continue if they just dozed off, but not if they fell into a deep sleep. Zok the Mishnah, if the Chatzos, the Korban Pesach makes one's hands tame. Pigel and Noiser make one's hands tame as well. Frekt Gemara, what's called dozing off as opposed to sleeping? Ravashi explains, it refers to when someone is partly asleep but partly awake, meaning if you call him, he'll respond, but he's not capable of clear thinking, and if you remind him of something, he remembers. Zagmar Maisa, Abai was once at a seder with Rabbi and noticed Rabbi dozed off. Abai questioned whether Rabbi could continue eating his afikomen matzah since he fell asleep. Rabbi said, I just dozed off, which Rabbi Yossi says is not a problem. The Mishnah said, "Pesach achar chatzos metames hiyadayim mechulu." Frek the Gemara, the Mishnah must mean that the Pesach becomes noiser at chatzos. Who is the sheet that it holds that way? Rabbi Yosef says, "Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah." This can be seen in the Brayse. The Brayse says, "Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says the pasuk regarding Karban Pesach says balayla hazeh, and the pasuk regarding Makas Bechayros says balayla hazeh. Just like Makas Bechayros was done at chatzos, so too the Karban Pesach must be eaten by chatzos." Rabbi Akiva says another pasuk teaches that it can be eaten until the time of Chipazon, which is the time that the Yidden were rushed out of Mitzrayim, which is the morning. The pasuk of balayla hazeh teaches that Pesach must be eaten at night and not by day. We see from this Brayse, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds it becomes nicer at chatzos. Frek the Gemara, according to Rabbi Akiva, what does the word hazeh come to teach? If the Gemara teaches that it may only be eaten that one night, we would think that like a shlomo may be eaten for 2 days and a night, maybe the Pesach can be eaten for 2 nights. The hazeh teaches only that night, not the second night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would say that we learned that halacha from the pasuk of Leisim Menu Ad Boiker. Rabbi Akiva would say that we would have thought that Ad Boiker means until the second morning, which would allow eating for 2 nights. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would say that whenever the Torah says Boiker, it means the very first morning. Rava said, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, in today's time, if one eats matzah after chatzos, he will not be yoitzer. It's obvious because matzah is compared to Pesach and the Pasuk, so they have the same time requirement. Rav says, we would think, since matzah is only compared to Pesach when one brings the Pesach, but there's a separate Pasuk for matzah in today's times of Be'er Teichel Matzah, maybe it's no longer considered to be compared to Pesach. Rava teaches that once there's a matzah obligation, it has all the requirements that it had in the times of the Beis HaMikdash as well. The Mishnah said, HaPigel V'anoisim Mitames HaYadayim. Zok the Gemara, Huner and Chista explain the reasons. One explains the reason the Rabbanu were geyser tumah on pigel was so that the Kohanim should not intentionally make someone's carbon pigel and make believe it was done unintentionally, thereby making him potter from having to pay. By giving it a certain level of tumah, a Kohen would no longer intend for pigel because of the consequence of having to deal with the tumah she doesn't want to do. The other explains that tumah was put on noiser. The reason for that was to prevent the Kohanim from being lazy and not eating all of the kabonas. Huner and Chista argue with regard to how large the meat must be to be treated as tumah. One says the kezayis, just like the size of the ki isurai, and one says kibeya, which is kitumasa, meaning the size that something has to be for tumas oichlin.